وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'a, Radio Al Ansar International, on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 29th of October 2024, corresponding with the 25th of Rabiul Akhir 1446. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all afiyat. Allah ta'ala accept our du'as, and Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow in the footsteps of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wassalam. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال تعالى في مقام آخر يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مفتاح الجنة الصلاة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah bless you with afiyat and good health. May Allah ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen. حضرت مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 39, Surah Zumar, verses 35, 36 and 37. So Almighty Allah Jalla wala informed us that those people who believe in all the articles of faith and they practice on Islam, they fulfill their duty with beauty. So what will happen for them? Almighty Allah teaches us, chapter 39, verse 35, Allah Jalla wala created us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows that as human being, He only loves incentive. So Almighty Allah granting us what a wonderful incentive. لِيُكَفِّرَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ, because He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will erase and expunge and remove from them the Muslims and Mu'min, the male and female, أَسْوَأَ الَّذِي أَمِلُوا, the worst actions they committed. We have iman, we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness, and then الْحُقُوقُ اللَّهِ, the rights of Almighty Allah, Allah will forgive. We go to humanity and ask them for the wrong we have done, and so so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala erases the worst of crimes that those people have perpetrated and committed. وَيَجْزِيَهُمْ And He Almighty Allah will reward them. أَجْرَهُمْ Their reward. بِأَحْسَنِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ The best and the optimum and maximum reward because of what their deeds and actions were. We the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the mainstream Muslim throughout the world say, our actions are sabab-e-zahiri, are the superficial means to enter into paradise and Jannah. But the real reason and main reason is Rahmatullah, that the mercy, the grace, benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala has enveloped us. Look at this verse properly. One side, aswa alladhi amilu, the worst actions the person did. He has iman, he has Islam, but he committed so many terrible actions. Allah, out of His benevolence, grace, and mercy, says He, Allah, will forgive that. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. In this very surah, in this chapter, you will do the verse. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah, never despair. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala forgives all the sins. And then aswa alladhi, the worst actions. And then the other side, that is regarding me and you. And then Almighty Allah says, وَيَجْزِيَهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ الَّذِي Allah will give us the most handsome of reward, the optimum, maximum reward. So that is Almighty Allah's benevolence, grace, and mercy. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Chapter 7, verse 151. O beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy, whilst you alone, exclusively, are the one. Wa anta arhamur rahimin, the most merciful one to show mercy. Alaysa Allahu bikafid abda. Day is Hamza Istifam, a rhetorical question. What? Is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala not sufficient for His servant? Nay, make the Ashiqana Tarjuma, make the beloved translation for the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. What? Is most Almighty Allah Jalla Wala not sufficient for His beloved, dead servant and slave? And that is Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Misdaqi Awwali, the first personality the verse will be applicable to, is him, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then me and you and the whole ummah will come in. But who will be these people? These are those people who are true Abdullah, Amatullah, the true male and female slaves of Almighty Allah. They don't bother about criticism, and their ta'alluq connection is with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter number 9, and that is Surah Tawbah, and verse 62, Almighty Allah states, Wallahu wa Rasuluhu ahaqqu an yurdu in kanu mu'mineen, that they are those people that their aim in life is to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and to please Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu because in kanu mu'minin, if they have true iman, yeto iman ka taqaza hai, that is what our faith and conviction demands of us. So ye Almighty Allah is saying, alaysa Allahu bikafin abda. So many a time in life, remember, we are in a tight corner, in a tight spot. So read, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best dispenser regarding our matters and affairs. Chapter 3, verse 173. And add to that the last line of the 17 Jews, 17 Subara, 20 chapter 22, verse 78. فَنِئْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِئْمَ النَّصِيرُ. Hence, he, Almighty Allah, is the best protector and the best helper. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. What is Allah not sufficient for his servant? Then the meaning will be a general connotation. But in this world, people will intimidate you, threaten you, criticize you. So that's exactly what Almighty Allah is saying. وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِي. Sometimes the non-Muslims, they will threaten you, criticize you. بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِي. So they are the people who don't worship Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Or even those who worship Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, because they have influence and power and they have other things. So remember that they want to use that. But you must put your trust in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَمَنْ يُدِّ لِلَّهِ. And whosoever Almighty Allah leads astray, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. Then there's none to guide him. But remember, Allah does not lead people astray or just because he just feels like doing that and they not interested. No, they are the ones who want to go astray. We need to understand this verse properly. فَلَمَّا زَاهُ أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. See what Allah says. That they are the one who made the decision first. That they say they want to go astray. Then Almighty Allah lets their hearts go astray. فَلَمَّا زَاهُ أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. So that is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. That they made the initial decision. Go open chapter 61 and verse number 5. Allah gave everybody a fair chance. The example to resonate with us, Allah said, example I'm giving, walk from point A to point B. This is the path you must walk on. This human being says, no, I don't like this path, I'll take a shortcut. Now in the shortcut, he goes and then he gets hurt, injured, and he dies. So who's to blame them? You're going to blame Allah? Nay. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ. So they are the ones, they decided to go on the path of zayg, of deviation, and go astray, then Allah lets them go astray. So that is what we must understand. So similarly, yeah, وَمَنْ يُدْلِ لِلَّهِ. And whosoever Almighty Allah leads astray, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. Then nobody can guide him, but he must blame himself, he must not blame Allah. That's the message. وَمَنْ يَهَدِ اللَّهِ. And whosoever Allah guides, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ بُدْلِ. And then he, all that person there, after is guided by Allah, no one can lead him astray. But it doesn't mean that person must just sit on his laurels and think of Hadi. Every day we have to beg, petition Allah Jalla Wala, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, you guide us, you lead us, you show us the straight path and the right path. So we must continuously make that effort as well. Alayhi Salaam. Allah, what is Almighty Allah? Not obviously he is istifham e inkar, rhetorical question. Be aziz, the one who is exalted in power. Zintiqam, the possessor and the master of retribution. So he possesses the retribution. You Muslim, people are troubling you, people are harassing you. Read, ya muntaqimu, ya muntaqimu. Ya Allah, I'm weak, I can't do anything. You punish them, Ya Allah. They're after me. They want to destroy us, Ya Allah. The Jutlas and the enemies of Islam. So a Palestinian child and people will say, Ya Muntaqimu, Ya Muntaqimu. Ya Allah, you are the possessor of this retribution. Punish these enemies. And see, Allah Ta'ala always accepts the dua of the Mazloom, of the oppressed people and oppressed, you know, masses and so forth. So that is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So every name, nami, and attribute of Almighty Allah has a great impact. You want love, but true love, if it is permissible, not haram love, then read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud, and see how Almighty Allah makes the people gravitate towards one another, husband towards wife, wife towards husband, parents towards children, siblings to one another, the brothers and sisters. So may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq. Daily we read the 99 beautiful names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 25th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. Gaza genocide today, Tuesday 389. And these are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally. Now Bibi Netanyahu is campaigning, the Haaretz newspaper writes, that you Jutlas and families just forget the hostages. The history carry on with the geography. Inshallah, that will cause a civil war in Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. 14 Jutlas dispatched to hell, and this month, October, was one of the deadliest months in the past year for the Jutlas. We're very proud of Hamas. We're very proud of Houthis in Yemen. We're very proud of Hezbollah there in Lebanon. One settler, one bullet, they sending them straight to hell to get roasted and toasted. Remember, Hamas 100% Sunni, and the Houthis and the Hezbollah are Shia. Our belief is Shias are not Muslim, but they will get their reward in this world, but nothing for them in the year after. If they die on that corrupted belief of theirs, remember that. So the protesters entered the Knesset, and then they took their seats there, and they wore the mask of Smotrich and of Ben-Gvir, the two haramis, and they said, we want our hostages back home, and so forth. Bibi Netanyahu, the butcher of Gaza, the super terrorist and war criminal, wants state funds to fix up and renovate his house, because remember that his house was badly damaged when it was bombed, and mashallah, and he says he's contemplating and mulling. He wants to attack. He wants to attack Iran again, because why did they harm his house and damage his house and so forth, and harm him as well? So meaning his ego is now very, very bad. You see, it is now totally flattened and so forth. Israeli government announces the Ben-Gurion Airport Terminal 1 will be closed for the next 5 months. What does that tell you? They're so frightened that just now the missiles and rockets will come and destroy the whole airport. The Jutla Harami, the super terrorists, have banned UNRWA, the people who are helping the Palestinians, and they have been appointed by United Nations. It's time for you that all the members, 193 countries of United Nations, stand up and say, enough is enough. Let us expel and kick out this Israel. It's a haram state, illegitimate rule and occupation, and it is a colonial mentality worse than the apartheid in South Africa. If you expel South Africa, which you did, why don't you expel the Jutlas at Israel? It's the worst country and supported by America, the super terrorist. Marwan Barghouti is assaulted in prison. Read your Haaretz newspaper. Musk, Elon Musk, born in South Africa, playing with money, multi-billionaire. So far, he gave $9 million away already to 9 people for registering, and they said they will vote for Trump, but people are challenging him. This is bribery for votes, and that is not allowed, but he's still carrying on, and so forth. Egypt proposed 2-day truce. BB say, go waste your time. I'm not interested. He's waiting for the elections. Biden is a liability for Harris, so that if she could have won. And I like this, that what Trump said regarding Harris, the both are morons. So Trump says her IQ is dead like a small child, you know. She hardly has any IQ left and so forth, because she is black and Indian. So Trump is a narcissist and is a real racist, if you know him. So therefore, but I hope Harris will win, and then the whole America will crumble. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Bukhari Sharif, لَنْ يُفْلِيَ قَوْمٌ وَلَّوْ أَمْرَهُمْ إِمْرَأَ. A nation led by a lady, by a female, will not succeed. So inshallah, we hope they crumble. The Jutlas are burning the olive trees. It's the olive season now, and that is what they do. They are super terrorists. Bibi called the killer. You see, he came there there, and he's making like he's shedding a tear for the people who died, the soldiers. The people stood up and said, Bibi, don't come and fool us here. You are a killer. You are a murderer. And they humiliated him. The Houthis doing a great job there by the Red Sea and so forth. They are attacking the ships and they said, you bring whatever you want. We have a new submarine and it moves at speed of lightning basically, and under the waters of the ocean we will knock you, America, Britain, Israel. Madina Munawwara, they planting more and more trees, khajur trees, date trees. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain. Listen to this one here. A United Bank of Africa will operate in Saudi Arabia. So that bank will be run by the Saudis, meaning the government, and they will inject the capital and so forth. You see, that is why Africa, from South Africa right to Egypt, nobody will respect you. Once you go, cap in hand, once you go on a begging mission to the rich, then remember, they will always look down. Oh, African leaders, Muslim, non-Muslim, whatever you are, take your own independence and say, we will not beg and ask anybody. And with the ulama, that is what happening also throughout the world. From South Africa, right till America, Europe, zillatul ulama, indal aghniya, every week, every day, every month, go here, go there for collection and so forth. So you think that this people going to respect you? We can't speak against them because we feel that they are sponsoring us and so forth. So we have to make mudahana, then we have to compromise and so forth. So that is why we need to reject that policy. It's a terrible policy. Tony Blair mentioned in the Haaretz newspaper, he says in future Gaza cannot be ruled by Hamas. You Tony Blair, you're a pakka harami, 100% you are a shaitan and the law and the children of Satan. You Bush Blair, you know what you did in Iraq, you'll know what you'll did in the Muslim countries and so forth. You'll murdered over 1 million people and today you want to lecture. You come to Gaza and Palestine and see how many bullets we put through you, you harami, you war criminal, and so forth. That new minister now, he just joined, you must remember, Israel's cabinet last month, Saar, S-A-A-R or something like that. He threatens Bashar Assad and says, if you're going to facilitate for Hezbollah, then we are going to threaten you. We might take you out as well. Can you believe that? Israel murders and kills whoever they want to, and they get away with impunity. That is the legacy of America and Israel, both murderers and both of them mass murderers and terrorists as well. Another attack on Iran, Bibi's house. Why did you damage my house? He says, in one part of Russia, Vladimir, so there they are not allowing the Muslim girls, ladies, to wear hijab and niqab. So that must be condemned, whether Putin did it, whether the mayor did it, whether the municipality did it, whoever did that, they must be condemned in the strongest terms. Last night the news broke that Iran executed Mr. Jamshid. So who is Mr. Jamshid? He is a person with dual citizenship and he holds Iranian citizenship and German citizenship. They say he was a spy, but the enemy say he just trumped up charges, but nevertheless he's executed already. South African news, severe weather warnings. You see, the wind, the rain, and a lot of storms are expected in different parts of South Africa. Cyril Ramaphosa, president of South Africa, and of the GNU, they say, you know, the Secretary General says, Bikile, what he says, that Cyril will not be signing the free deal, visa deal, regarding Ukraine. claim. The DA is taking credit for that, but Cyril says we're not going to do so. You see that? Because it will upset Russia. So Ukraine can go to hell. We can't upset Russia. So that is our policy, Cyril is telling the DA. So today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, Maulana Musa Lahir will be interviewed by Maulana Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir of the Noble Quran. MashaAllah, Muslim Kareem, we have more than 20 minutes, 22 minutes, 23 minutes. So let's fire up, inshallah, for the rapid quick fire Q&A, inshallah, Aziz Ji.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Isab, is it permissible to talk whilst making tawaf?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. When we perform Hajj, Umrah, Almighty Allah teaches us chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna. O Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj pilgrimage, the minor pilgrimage, and forgive us. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Khudu Anni manasikakum. Take from me your actions of Umrah and Hajj and so forth and so on. So we should not be talking whilst we are making tawaf. We should be making tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, salawat, durood sharif, istighfar, read Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhaban nar. To talk if somebody is doing wrong things, so that is good. But just to talk, who won the soccer match? Who, look at that guy there, what he's doing? Look at that woman, what she's doing? All that is not permissible. And remember, O Muslim, you are right there by the Baytullah. Quran Kareem teaches us. Chapter 22, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ عَلِيمٍ. You just make intention of deviation, oppression, then we will punish that person with a terrible, painful punishment. So definitely not permissible to indulge in worldly talks whilst we are performing tawaf, although the tawaf will be valid.
Okay, so what can I read? My children don't respect me and they shout at me.
So you as a parent, ask yourself, what good example are you to your children? Are you reading your 5 daily salat on time? Are you smoking in front of them? Are you watching TV? So all these things, the children see the double standards of the parents and then they lose respect for them and so forth. Sometimes the children get hold of the father's phone, mother's phone, and then they look at the history. Where and where, which websites, where and where it was my father watching, and they see that you are watching the porn films, you are watching this lady, that lady, prostitute, and so forth. So how will they have respect for you, oh dear father, oh dear mother? You're chatting there with a person in the mall, and his name is Paul. So how will they have respect for you? So if we want respect, then remember hadith there in Bayhaqi and so forth. Kama tadinu tudan. You have to give respect to receive respect. That is the law in Islam. And be a role model for them and make dua for them, and they will make dua for you. You must read for them, for the children. Chapter 46, verse 15:15. Wa aslih li fi zurriyati, beginning of the 26 Supara, 26 Jews. Ya Allah, bring about reform, piety, goodness in my children. And you, the children, for your beloved parents, read chapter 17, verse number 24. Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Oh, beloved Allah, have mercy on my beloved parents as they nurtured me, trained me, coached me when I was young and when I was small and so forth. So that is chapter 17, verse 24 in the 15th Supara. Then things will go good if we are good examples and very good, you know, people they can be proud about. Look at my father, look at my mother, then things will go in the right direction.
Mufti Sahab, I would like to know for the mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and the wife of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, do we say alayha salam or radiyallahu anha?
Normally we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, for the pious great people, the honorable spouses and wives of Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, Sahaba and so forth, we say radiyallahu anhu for male, radiyallahu anha for female. Alayhi salam and so forth is reserved for the prophets and messengers. That's the best way to do. Instead of saying Maryam alayha salam, it's better to say Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu anha. Remember, that is the best way to do so. But we won't say that that person is out of the fold of Islam or something. If he says or she says alayhi salam, even some ulama use that term, but we say better is to say radiyallahu anha. Similarly for Hazrat Mahdi, people use the word that alayhi salam, so there also is better to say radiyallahu anhu.
Mufti Sahab, what do we read to bring two sisters together and strengthen their bond so that they don't argue for everything?
Remember, in life it must be a two-way approach. You understand? The positive and the negative. So show them the positive. If your hearts are united, then read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Show them the Quran Sharif chapter 19, Surah Maryam, and there Almighty Allah has 98 verses in that surah. The third last verse, chapter 19, verse number 96. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. That verily those people who have true iman and faith and conviction, you continue with your righteous deeds and actions, Allah will bring the love amongst you. See, Allah's promise. Chapter 19:19, Surah Maryam, her name, name, ismi grami, mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran, Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And if we continue with the good deeds, then Allah will bring the love and compassion. Read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina, Allahumma aslih zata baynina. Ya Allah, bring ulfat, mahabbat, mawaddat, bring love within us. Ya Allah, reconcile our differences between us, O beloved Allah. So all these du'as are mentioned in Mustada Ahmad and so forth and so on. And look at the opposite. Almighty Allah warns you, sisters and family members. Chapter number 47, Surah Muhammad, named after the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verses 22-23 of chapter 47. In tawallaytum, when you have authority, you have power, and tufsidu fil ardi, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. This sister tells that sister, get out, go fly a kite, go to hell. All these type of statements are made. What are the consequences? What are the ramifications? Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah. Those are the people Allah curses them. Fa'aswammahum. And Almighty Allah makes them spiritually deaf. Wa'a'ma absarahum. And spiritually blind. You see, look at the consequences. Chapter 47, verses 22-23, and keep your mouth shut. Don't speak for everything. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, used to wear a ring. On that ring was engraved, Jirmuhu swagir wa jurmuhu kabir. The size of the tongue is small, the crime it commits is big. So sometimes the elder sister tells the younger sister, do this, do that, and you don't feel like, but just keep quiet and do it. Not everything you have to respond to, and so forth and so on.
Okay, Sahab, this is a twofold question. Any significant of 100 or more people to attend a janaza namaz? Number two, there were two people janaza salah. The other person was a white lady, just accepted Islam the day before.
Alhamdulillah, for her there is great, great virtue. You must remember, Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 8, Surah Anfal, and verse 38, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, you, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the non-Muslims, إِيَّنْتَهُ, if you abstain from your kufr, shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, idol worship, you embrace Islam sincerely, and then you pass away after 1 hour, 1 day, whatever the case might be, يُغْفَرَ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ, the sins of the past are forgiven. Chapter 8, verse 38, Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahih, authentic hadith mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed, when Khalid bin Walid and them embraced Islam, he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Innal Islama yahdimu ma kana qabla, that verily Islam erases, expunges the sins of the past. Regarding the amount of people, various ahadith, open Mishkat Sharif, open Tirmidhi, open Mustad Ahmed, you will find is mentioned 40 people, is mentioned 3 serfs, so forth. So if 50 people, 100 people were there, all of them were interceding on behalf of the marhum, the marhuma. We just heard our brother Suleiman Esop, he went for the janaza there of Maulana Mansurul Haq, his wife and spouse. He said, I went here first to meet the family in Johannesburg, then I went to Rustenburg. Yesterday he was telling me, he said, a big crowd there for the janaza. So Allah Ta'ala grant the marhuma, our Mawla Mansurul Haq, he taught with us for 15, 16 years there at Dalum, Newcastle. Allah grant him and his children Sabri Jameel, grant the marhuma Jannat al-Firdaus. So it's a very good sign, but that does not mean we must delay the janaza. So that is not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, is it sunnah to give the mahar to the girl before the nikah is performed? Is it sunnah for the groom to give the mahar to the bride?
Remember, if a person gave the mahar before the nikah and the actual nikah marriage ceremony, so then it will be amanat by her. It will be a trust kept by her. When the nikah takes place and now everything is done, he is the husband, she is the wife. After the nikah, then she will become the malika and the owner of that mahar, the Kruger coins, the cash, the clothing, whatever it is. So that is the first thing. Before the nikah is amanat and trust. After the nikah, she becomes the exclusive sole owner. So we need to understand it properly. Best is you don't go and give her the mahar directly. You give it to a wakil, to a father and somebody, people who are responsible, who will not eat it up and usurp it. So you don't go and give her, then you start tuning one another up. Oh my honey, take this money and so forth. And then after that, lot of things can come. You know, after the money, there will be money and the semen and sperm and lot of other issues. So therefore, you go and give to her representative. Best is on time of nikah, you give it the Kruger coin. Or if you are giving too many jewelry, all that, then you just say what the two parties have agreed on. So that is, you must remember, sufficient as well.
What is the punishment for a Muslim family who has gone to a Hindu person to seek help regarding black magic and sihr?
If the people go to a Sangoma, they go to any non-Muslim of any faith, and then they consider that action to be permissible, so then out of the fold of Islam, they murtadda, they have to make tawbah, they have to repeat the kalima sincerely, and beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. They married, they have to perform the new nikah, all that. Second one is this, they went there to the Sangoma, they went to the idol worshipper, they went to any non-Muslim, and then they had to utter words, and those words means kufr and blasphemous words, they're out of the fold of Islam. Jahalat and ignorance is not an excuse here. Third one, that they had to do certain actions, bow down to some idol or bow down to some deity, so they're out of the fold of Islam. So we must be very, very careful. Man ataka hinan faswaddaqahu, you go to all this bad magicians, fortune tellers, and all that, and you believe them, فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed. You go to these jokers, sangomas, and fortune tellers, and magicians, and you believe what they say, then you have rejected what was revealed to Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you're out of the fold of Islam, and your nikah is broken. Serious, serious consequences. O Ummah, ittaqillah. Sometime halat conditions come that you are so ill, you are bankrupt, and you have so many worries. Nobody wants to help you, or they told you, but it's not helping according to your mind. So now you go to these people, remember, out of frustration and desperation, but then you commit kufr and blasphemy in the process. Now you are khasir ad-dunya wal-akhirah. You will become a loser in this world and in the year after. May Almighty Allah protect us, may protect us min kulli su wa makruh, from all types of harm and evil. Ameen.
Mufti, is it just a superstitious belief that we mustn't keep or have our shoes upside down in the house?
You know, when our Indians came 160 years, from where they came? Lailpur, Kolwadpur, Dabelpur, Palanpur, Saharanpur. So all the poor, therefore they love the Puris. Junaid Mota, I see you also, you like Puris. So because poor, too much, then they brought one Lal Kitab, one Red Kitab. That Lal Kitab, Red Kitab is called Little Red Riding Hood. You see that? All fairy tales. So put your shoes upside down, put your sandals upside down, so your taqdeer and your fate, F-A-T-E, your destiny will become upside down. So all this is nonsensical talk. Islam got nothing to do with that, but you should use your brains. Afala taqilun. It does not behove you, a Muslim who is sane, adult, you got brains, for what you want to put your shoes and sandals upside down? If it's small children, we can understand, but you are an adult, you are a person who got common sense, although common sense is no more common. What do you want to do? All, we can't even put our shoes properly in the masjid. Just go to the masjid and just see. I go now to the masjid. You will see there are shoe racks, everything. But half the people just put the shoes upside down. There, and there. You see, we Muslims, we don't take pride in what we do. When I was in Darulum, Newcastle, I used to give hiding to the students. I say, you put the Quran Sharif upside down. You put the Hadith Kitab upside down. Come here, let me give you 1-2 shots and so forth. If you can't respect the Quran Sharif, you can't respect the Hadith Sharif, you think the Awam and the public tomorrow, you the Imam, come here, let me give you 2-3 shots. So that is the Ummah. Fulfill your duty with beauty. Then see how all Mahdi Allah Jalla Wala's help will come. You're going for Fajr now, right? Just look at the shoes. Shoe racks are there, but yet they'll put their shoes all upside down, one here, one there, because we got a no care attitude. Remember that this is house of Allah. Show respect and reverence. Remember that. Wa may yu'azzim sha'air Allah fa innaha min taqwa al-qulub. Chapter 32 and verse number 22. So we must learn chapter 22 and verse 32. Chapter 22, verse 32. So that is what Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us.
Mufti Saab, what can we read in our new house before moving in?
Read Surah Baqarah. You're moving in. Today is Tuesday, so tonight you go and read the entire Surah Baqarah, and then Wednesday you move in. Remember that. So where's dalil and evidence for that? Hadith in Sahih Muslim. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah. That read Surah Baqarah, the entire Surah, chapter 2, 286 verses. Fa inna akhadaha barakah. Verily, by reading it, it will bring barakah, blessing. Watarkaha hasra. And if you don't read it, it will bring about remorse, regret, and afsos. You know, in our languages, Meman, Gujarati, Urdu, we say afsos and regret and remorse. Wala yastati uha al-batala. And the evil forces cannot overpower it. Today's world, people are jealous, envious. You got a nice house, nice shop, nice factory. You make mashallah, subhanallah. now, but inside the hearts they're burning and so forth. We say, Qul mutu bi ghaydikum, frack with your anger and so forth, and die with it. So that is what the Quran Sharif teaches us. Why Tuesday night, Wednesday? Go open Al Maqasidul Hasana by Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah. This is authentic. Our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, said, you want to get married, you want to do this, you want to do that, start on a Wednesday and so forth. Allama Sakhawi even mentions about Allama Marghinani Rahimahullah, the book you did in Karachi, Maulana Salim Karim, and I also did Hidayah, the Hanafi Fiqh Kitab, when he, Allama Marghinani, buried in Uzbekistan, wanted to start the academic year and teach, he would start on a Wednesday. So that is what we will tell you to do, and may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq. Makan could be barakat, makin could be barakat. Makan, the house and premises, and makin, the residence and people living there. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Sahab, can we use zakat money to pay for an addicts rehab center?
If that guy is in and out, you can't give zakat for that. These guys, they just play. They want more drugs, more mendrix. Hala as tuk fundi tuk af. When I'm in Cape Town and I have to lecture, inshallah, end of the year, we will go to Cape Town for the Jalsa at Qasimul Ulum and so forth, inshallah. Aziz, our graduates from Darul Ulum. So I tell them, the mensa as tuk fundi tuk af. There they have one drug, they call it tuk. And the people are fed up, remember, with the stuck and so forth. So now he takes that and then go rehab and we must pay zakat. No, you can't do that. Remember this, continuously you do that, and it's not cheap. They charge 20, 30, 40, 50,000 a month. So these people, just send them to jail and give them a good threshing. That is what Islam will say. When people take alcohol, drugs and all this type of thing and they are guilty, give them 80 lashes in public, dansa lala rehkom, then they'll walk straight and so forth. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.